This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, Jonathan's out there slaying dragons across this land, headed to Salt Lake City today. So while he's in the air, we are on the air. And it's Robert Scott Bell and Cheryl Chumley kicking off the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the broadcast. And links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Cheryl, always glad to have you on board.
It's great to be here.
Now, you have a new article. I want everybody focuses on... Well, just politics, and I feel like sometimes I'm like egging you on to come in to talk about health stuff more, right, Cheryl? Because that's my wheelhouse, right? I love liberty, I love the health thing, I bring them together. And you've written a really good article concerning the concerns for Hillary Clinton's health.
Yeah, it's funny because health isn't my top area of coverage, but with Hillary Clinton, it just keeps dumping into the political arena. So it's working out well for your show and your
listeners. I'm loving it. I'm like, you know, hey, listen, I don't wish anybody ill from a healing perspective, right? I'm not wishing her ill. I may disagree with her politically and all those things. I think she's bad for the country. Okay, we get that. There, you know, we have political differences, but I try to see humanity, even though sometimes it's difficult. And we look at this woman out there coughing, uncontrollable coughing fits. And prior to that, as your article referenced, and I didn't know some of these details, but the FBI had evidently reported that she had some memory loss potentially related to a concussion she suffered.
Yeah, the FBI, in the course of investigating her email server that she set up in her New York home to conduct State Department business, you know, and that investigation has been going on for a very long time. But in some of the emails, it came forward that the FBI actually was asking her about her briefings that she had during the State Department, and those briefings centered on whether she knew the proper way to handle secret classified documents and so forth, because apparently that's part of State Department, you know, protocol, that you brief people on the proper, appropriate way of handling documents. And Hillary Clinton's message was always, I don't know, I don't remember, and she actually talked about her head injury as possibly being the cause for her memory lapse. The FBI didn't make a direct correlation. They didn't say that she could not remember because of her concussion, but it certainly is a coincidence that, you know, she can't have it both ways. She can't say she can't remember and, you know, due to her concussion, but then say her concussion doesn't prevent her from being president.
Yeah, some people in we would call a left kind of orientation bias in the mainstream media are even criticizing those of us who are questioning and asking questions about her health that are legitimate. I mean, that's been part of the discourse since, you know, presidents have been elected, certainly in the 20th century. But, I mean, are they healthy enough? Is there a concern? Do we have a concern for this? You know, we talked about this before. John McCain, they asked questions about his cancer as he was running for president. But somehow the leftist press seems to think that it's a conspiratorial type question. In fact, they've even come up with the term healther, right? Calling us healthers, right? As if it's not a legitimate question.
Right. That comes off of the, you know, the birther movement. Now it's the healther movement. But, you know, the press would do its job and watchdog the health, you know, the medical records of a presidential candidate to death if that candidate were a Republican. If you remember back when Reagan was president, you know, that was the talk of the media town for years. They basically had Reagan dead and buried, unable to think clearly in office. And, you know, Hillary Clinton gives more signs every day on the campaign trail of failing health, and the mainstream media just turns a blind eye.
Yeah, indeed. It is, as we know, the balance of the media has tilted left for a long time, but that's why the rise of the new media is a much more concern to me in a good way, a positive way, in a powerful way, that if we simply unplug, we can kind of see the behavior much more clearly. But at the same time, Cheryl, I have to say, in our lifetime, you know, as much as I admired Reagan and supported Reagan in my young days, we did see the growth of government basically under all administrations, Democrat and Republican, in my lifetime. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that I have about, we still don't know about Trump's policies in terms of would he actually stem the tide, turn the tide, and reduce the size and scope of government. Even the idea of building a wall, concerns that we have from our friends like Ron Paul, says, you know, walls are also built to keep people in, as the IRS makes it impossible for some to leave based on saying, you owe us money, we're revoking your passport. So there are issues like this that have nuance to them in terms of the arguments that are done in soundbite for the presidency.
Yeah, and you know what, you bring up a good point that no matter who's in office, you really need to, as an American, do your job and be informed. And that doesn't mean just flipping on your news for 15 minutes at night or as you're cruising down the highway listening to the radio news. You know, you really have to dig a little deeper to get to the truth of the matter. And what I can't stand is when I hear voters talk about voting just because somebody, you know, they look good on camera or they're good looking or, you know, I really want voters in America to get a little deeper with the issues. And no matter who's in office, you have to be cautious because founding fathers put it on the American citizens to, you know, keep their government in check. And if we're not doing our job, then politicians are going to run amok.
Yeah, indeed. And you know, what I said before here, and we've heard sound bites of those that have said this, there really are no political saviors. There can be candidates that we align with more closely than others, but at the same time, just because your guy or gal gets in, as you know, if you witness anything, if you paid attention to history, it doesn't mean you get to go, okay, it's done, I've done my civic duty, that's it, I voted, now, you know, I would rather have you not vote and actually do something and engage locally or disengage purposefully from certain aspects of the federal government so that they can learn through nullification and the 10th Amendment that they don't have ultimate authority over everything.
Right. And, you know, no matter how good a politician is, they are not going to accomplish everything that they say on the campaign trail. You know, Reagan made a platform out of disassembling the Department of Education. And look where we are now. It's bigger and more bureaucratic than ever before. Trump, I'm happy to say, just came out today with an education platform that included putting education back in the hands of locals, you know, states and local government, and getting it out of the hands of the federal government. That's great, but let's see what he can do. He's just one person, one politician who, you know, basically goes with the popular vote on a lot of things. And when he gets in office, what are the chances that he's going to be able to enact, you know, what half of his promises were on the campaign trail?
Well, exactly. I mean, he doesn't have a whole lot of friends in government coming from the outside. Although, you know, aspects of gridlock that are positive means many times they can't do things to us when they're too busy wrangling
right.
with each other. But at the same time, I look at even a third-party candidate like Gary Johnson, who, as a libertarian, I question his libertarian credentials at the same time. Again, he's a nice man. I've met him and such. But this morning, the big news is that he fumbled the ball on a question about something called Aleppo. And he went, what's Aleppo? Now I could think it's a Aleppo colony somewhere, but of course it has to do with foreign policy. And the fact that we need to know every detail about the Middle East says how much intervention we have been in existence since we've been alive.
Yeah, and I'm actually not one of those members of the media that take pride when I see a fellow reporter ask one of those gotcha questions. Now, Aleppo is something that's been in the news. I think most people should be aware of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't like it when reporters, just to show their own knowledge or to try and trick somebody up on a question who's running for a presidential office and then get to turn around and report how stupid that candidate is. The fact is, when you're in the White House, you have scores of advisors and experts. You receive briefings, so you're in tune and able to make the best decisions for that moment in time. And I just don't like to see questions like that anyhow.
Yeah, you're right. The whole idea is to show somebody that you're smarter than them. Very much I see a lot. And that's all kind of the Morning Joe show on MSNBC seems to be very ego-driven, and they love to do gotcha moments. At the same time, Gary Johnson is good on many things. He does smoke a little weed, acknowledge maybe that had something to do with it. I'm not sure. But in terms of really getting to the heart of what's very important, we would argue that there needs to be a much more serious debate on foreign policy, how to run it appropriately, how to engage in the world but not run the world.
And you know why you probably aren't going to see any serious foreign policy debates on the campaign trail? The media cannot make money off of it. I mean, who in America that you know is really going to tune in for 2-3 hours of serious debate on foreign policy? I know quite a few people who would, but when you're talking about ratings and so forth, I don't think there's going to be enough ratings that would drive that would make, the main cable outlets, for example, want to host something like that. And, that's just a disservice to the American voters, but it's also another reason why we need to take matters into our own hands to research what the candidates stand for.
Yeah, exactly. This is something that, again, the engagement, the conscious interaction, the willingness not to be the effect of the media, for instance, because many people have their beliefs based on what they see a pundit saying. I don't want people to believe the way I believe just because I believe it. I would like to engage them intellectually and say, I believe this for a reason. Maybe you would agree with that. But so much of it is about, appealing to emotion, baser instincts sometimes. And, again, the discussion we have together, I much prefer.
Yeah, and I think the really schooled, trained politicians know that. That's why they know when they go out on the campaign trail, they don't have to go into detail about anything because most people just get swept away by emotion.
You're right. We're talking with Cheryl Chumley. She's here rekindling and keeping it lit, the sacred fires of liberty. And Jonathan Emore's out and about doing that, defending liberty. Her book, the most recent one, is fantastic if you haven't gotten it, The Devil in D.C., and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back to talk about millennials and conservatism. Interesting perspective coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And making sense out of political propaganda. Cheryl Chumley is with us. She's writing a lot of freelance, and her latest article about Clinton's health is a great read. I hope you take the time to do it. It's linked up in the notes today. And I just gonna ask you, Cheryl, do you know or work with any millennial age folks?
Right. Well, I do, a few of them, and they're very engaging, intelligent people.
Because they've been called the slacker generation, the me generation. Of course, every generation has certain things based on what they've grown up, what was the culture, what was the environment they grew up in. An interesting article on CNN, I don't know if other people picked it up, saying that there's more conservatism among the millennials than you might have thought, right? Well, we typically think of young people as, you start out liberal, and if you're not conservative by a certain age, you don't get it yet. But they may be starting younger.
Yeah, and that's kind of good news to me, because it seemed like most young people start out life liberal because they have all these, these ideas that there should be justice and equality everywhere, and they don't think where that comes from. They think the government has a rightful role to step in and impose that. And it's only when you get older and you start getting in the workforce and seeing how those paper theories translate into reality that maybe you become a little bit more limited government. So it's nice to see. It's refreshing that maybe America's youth coming up is, going to start out on the limited government angle already.
Yeah, I think, part of what I've seen with millennials, and our assistant producer here, Captain Morgan's a millennial, and she's definitely more conservative and very much intelligent, questioning status quo. They don't know as much on the health front, but then not many people do because we've all been programmed in a certain way. But they seem to be reaching out and saying, you know what, I can smell the BS a little bit better than you guys did, right? They'll look at us and go, what happened to you? You let it all go, right? And we can look at our parents and grandparents grandparents in the 20th century and say, in certain areas, we did kind of rest on our laurels as government grew.
Well, part of what I heard about millennials, too, is that part of their charm, I guess, is that they think that they have a lot of the solutions that the older generations don't. They think that we've done things wrong in some respects and that they have the answers how to fix it. So, you know, what comes across as a little bit of an obnoxious attitude, I guess,
yeah.
They're bringing forth conservative values. I mm-hmm. guess that's a good trade-off.
Right, right. We'll allow the balance there. But, I remember being young and idealistic and thinking, you know, I got the ideas. Why don't you see this? And certainly the wisdom of the years, you begin to become a little bit pragmatic, although I'm very idealistic and I try to live my life that way. But I also recognize that it isn't that we can move the entire body politic to that. And that's why our founders, going back to the dawning of America, said, you know what? You don't want to invest a lot of power, energy, and money in a centralized bureaucracy because it's never going to go the way you want it to go.
Right, and I think that's where our nation has faltered so much in recent times. And look at what we have. We have big, bloated government, and we're paying out the tooth for it, you know. And I think maybe some of the younger generation is seeing their parents suffering financially with that, the struggles, the hardships, Obamacare, and more just coming. And they're saying, wait a minute, maybe there's a better way.
Yeah, I think you're right. And as many of them live at home, not necessarily because they're slackers, but simply the economics, the jobs may not be there. Also, the whole idea that you have to go to college, university, and of course you come out in massive debt unless you're in, you know, wealthy going in, and then the jobs for what you've been trained for may not even be there. And so there is a shifting, let's say, education/economy that doesn't equate with what we came to expect in the 20th century.
Right, and maybe this will lead to, you know, a return of, the trade work being regarded with, you know, higher esteem now. You know, for a few years, people who worked with their hands and so forth were looked down upon. It was college education or nothing. And, you know, there's a good reason to have skilled trade workers. You know, when you look around at the houses being built, you want quality workmanship. And all those jobs used to be high-paying workmanship-type positions. So a return to that type of work atmosphere, that's highly welcome to me.
Yeah, I've tried to impact that on my children, too, in that the value of being able to work with your hands is immeasurable, because when certain things happen in the economy and those high-tech sector jobs may not be there, what do you do if you don't know how to build something, if you don't know how to fix something, if you don't know how to grow something? And, our ancestors knew that. They didn't survive the Old West, the wilderness, and build this country by not knowing how to build and fix things.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I agree.
All right, Cheryl Chumley, always a great time to have you on board here. Check out her blog, CherylChumley.blogspot.com as well, and The Devil in D.C., and so much more. Can't wait till next week. We should have Jonathan Emore back with us as well.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We may have a few tickets that just got released for the Cancer Prevention Convention this weekend, Ann Arbor on 9/11. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'll be there. Ty Bollinger and family will be there. Dr. Jimenez is coming up from Mexico. Funny enough, we're going to talk about Mexico and politics and walls with our guest now coming up in just a moment. That would be Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. But I also want to say that we have Shane Trio is also from the 10th Amendment Center is going to be one of the speakers there, just added to the Cancer Prevention Convention. Very excited about that, to teach everybody about nullification and the 10th Amendment. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, is with us now. Norm, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. Great to be here, and great to be. Thank you to everybody who's listening.
Yes, and we, of course, appreciate all the work you do with the Campaign for Liberty that Ron Paul started. He kind of handed it over to you to oversee. I'm sure he's not totally out of the loop there. And, you know, the kind of investment in libertarian conservatism over the years doesn't go away easily, even with the passing of someone like Phyllis Schlafly recently.
Yes, it does. And, you know, as we were talking about before, you know, most people, when they think of Phyllis Schlafly, they think of the ERA. They think of her as a leader of the social conservative wing of the Republican Party, and she certainly was all that. But she was also very much a kind of a founder of a Goldwater type of conservatism. She was probably I would say very much in the fusionist camp, in that she understood that the greatest enemy that the modern family state faces is the egalitarian welfare state. And that's why she was able to work with libertarians like Ron Paul on issues such as getting rid of the Department of Education, on opposing United Nations bureaucracies. And Dr. Paul is pro-life, and not a lot of, not all libertarians are, although I think that is actually very much changing more and more. She was also an ally of, or allied with libertarian small government conservatives who didn't necessarily share all of the social conservative agenda when it came to shutting down support for things like Planned Parenthood and international abortion funding. She was also very much of a populist grassroots against the establishment, including willing to cross swords with the with conservatives who align themselves a little bit too much maybe with the D.C. establishment, those who, as the late Stan Evans said, I think it was, he made this observation, said, came to D.C. to thinking that it was a swamp, and after a few years decided it was actually a hot tub. She never got that way. Maybe it was because she stayed rooted in St. Louis through her career. As a result, she was an ally in the Liberty Movement's battles with the establishment, going back, of course, to the Goldwater era, when she famously wrote the classic book, A Choice Not an Echo, detailing how the grassroots had been disenfranchised of control of the Republican Party by underhanded tactics by the establishment, leading up to, and it was sort of a mobilizing and kind of a warning to the Goldwater forces, and I think it's one of the things that got the modern emphasis among the conservative and libertarian grassroots on training and effective tactics. She was in 1996. She endorsed Ron Paul in the Texas GOP primary at a time when Karl Rove, who was working in Austin for then Governor Bush, and others at the RNC under the direction of Newt Gingrich, were trying to support a liberal Democrat turned Republican and stop Dr. Paul from returning to Congress. But she was one of the few established national conservative leaders to defy that attempt to stop Dr. Paul's comeback.
Yeah, that showed a lot about her integrity, yeah, too. And I think Ron really appreciated that as well about her.
We always enjoyed working with her and her group in the office, because they were very principled people, and they were very upfront as to where they were. And if we disagreed with them on an issue, we were very honest about it, and they were very honest with us. And we got to, and then when we agreed, we were able to work together cooperatively. And last year, Dr. Paul wrote the foreword to the 50th anniversary of A Choice, Not an Echo, and I think that is a very useful book, the 50th anniversary, because it's not just a republication of the original book, but it also goes through her experiences with 68, 72, 76, 80, 84, et cetera, and how, you know, Nixon kind of bamboozled the grassroots, how Reagan managed to knock the establishment on its ear, how the establishment came back, and then how kind of in 08 and 2012, especially in 2012, grassroots conservatives and libertarians found themselves once again stuck with candidates that weren't really, you know, they sang the song when they had to, but they really couldn't carry the tune.
No, and now we've got, you know, Gary Johnson, again, nice enough fellow. They did a gotcha question this morning with him on Morning Joe about, was it Aleppo? Aleppo? How would you say it? It's like a leper colony they're talking about. And he zoned out. He's like, what is that?
You know, I don't know, and I find this kind of amazing that this is actually a story that he doesn't know. I mean, first of all, Hillary and Trump get classified briefings. And Donald Trump, I mean, Gary Johnson, even though he is on the ballot in enough states that he can win the Electoral College, excuse me, I think he will end up being in all 50 states, but he doesn't get the classified briefings. So his knowledge of the ins and outs of foreign policy is going to be not up to par with the other two.
Sure, and let's be honest about the budget that the Libertarian Party has to get him advisors
right.
On foreign policy as well.
Well, how many in the foreign policy community are going to be willing to talk to a guy who is running on cutting the military budget and drawing back our commitments? You know, he may not go as far as, say, Ron Paul would or even Rand Paul would, but he is still of the three. I know that a lot of my friends in the libertarian and conservative non-interventionist community are looking favorably towards Trump because of some of his comments about opposing nation building and opposing the Iraq War, but Trump also this week, unfortunately, came out for increasing the defense budget, which was, I think, kind of disturbing. But
we're an interesting country because our annual expenditures on prescription drugs alone, Norm, they are larger than the military budgets of most countries on the planet. Right? We spend more on prescription medications than most countries spend on national defense. And so when you argue, as much as we could say, yes, we're for a strong national defense, right? It's an appropriate part
right.
of a constitutional duty. But at the same time, where we've seen the military go is become nation builders and policemen of the world, and that's where we would differ with those so-called conservative hawks.
Right, and also on the prescription drug, of course, we would also say that as with the recent case, I'm sorry, I'm having a mental, I guess a almost senior citizen moment here. The one of the reasons we spend so much on prescription drugs is because the FDA and Congress have created a nice little monopoly for the drug
exactly.
companies where that artificially raises the prices. And as Jonathan, and I have worked together for years on this. I know you've been a champion of this too. They censor truthful health information about natural and alternative medicines. The AMA
exactly.
monopolizes medical treatments. The government is behind all this. And then you just have the fact that it's just common sense is a lot of it though too. Though I don't think you necessarily need to be told that you're better off having a piece of fruit for dessert as opposed to having a real apple for dessert as opposed to
right.
apple pie.
Nowhere on the planet is there any evidence that we suffer from a drug deficiency disease anywhere. And we're fighting abroad for freedom, but back home we're fighting for medical monopoly. It's just kind of silly. And I know a lot of folks that aren't into the health realm don't understand how much of a tyranny we live under in that realm. Now, I want to switch gears real quick to the immigration issue and Donald Trump. We got about a minute and a half before the break. But he wants to build a wall. And a lot of people are into that, right? But you have a blog post, and Ron Paul has said this for years. If you want to stop illegal immigration, stop giving away free stuff for people that come in illegally.
Right. Stop giving away free stuff. And also keep in mind that before you build a wall, that a wall can be used to keep people in as much as keep people out. And I know people say, oh, you're being paranoid. But we have seen the U.S. government in just the last year impose a basically an exit fee on individuals who want to renounce their citizenship. And who is to say that a future Hillary Clinton administration or may say that we're concerned about people taking their resources out of the country, going to Mexico or going to Canada, so we're going to use that wall to enforce make it more difficult to exit the United States in addition to making it more difficult to enter the United States. And it wouldn't necessarily be done for totalitarian, what we think of as totalitarian purposes, but just as a shakedown.
Sure. And, yeah, no, we got to shake you down and get the change out of your pocket. We want every little bit of it before we let you go. All right, Norm, we're up on a break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion of economics, economic freedom, and something that goes beyond the CPI. It's called the BPI. And it might be more accurate in terms of determining the cost of things, the price of money, if we can call it that, the value of money, whatever that might be. Norm Singleton's with me from the Campaign for Liberty. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In the show notes today, you'll see Sacred Fire of Liberty links, including to the Campaign for Liberty, their blog, and Norm's putting a lot out there this week, and one of them is how to solve the illegal immigration problem. Before we go to the burrito price index, Norm, you're wanting to get to that thing called E-Verify. How does this relate?
Well, this is, again, it's something that people say it's necessary because it'll crack down on illegal immigration, but what a lot of people don't think about is, well, is this going to be used, how could the government use this to abuse my liberties? And E-Verify is basically that our Social Security and other information will be recorded in a government database, and you can't get a job, you can't hold a job unless your information is run through the database. And it basically would be the final nail in the coffin of completing a complete national ID system in this country, building on real ID, the use of the Social Security number, the tremendous power the IRS has, and now this. And people say, oh, well, it's just going to be used to verify your citizenship. Well, that's
right.
How it's introduced. The Social Security number was just introduced to verify, to make it easy to administer a Social Security program. But look how that's changed. I mean, over time, do you really trust the government to do this?
You're right. The Privacy Act in the early 1970s said the Social Security number should never be used as a de facto ID card. What is it? It's de facto ID everywhere, and they want to enhance that with E-Verify because of your fear of people coming in to take your job. Again, remember, if the government's not your money giving away free stuff to those people who come here illegally, they're not coming here illegally. I don't know. I think it's maybe that's too simple.
Right. And, of course, because the government doesn't want to touch the welfare state, what they want to do is expand regulations and
their power gets bigger.
Militarization of the border of their power. How does reducing welfare spending, how does that help grow the government? I mean, that's
You're right. But here's the norm. This is the way that they go after the political right to get them to grow government, right? They dupe the right on this issue. So how do we dupe our bellies? How do we afford burritos? The consumer price index? No, that doesn't cut it. The burrito price index. How do you find out about this?
Well, this is something I found, actually, courtesy of Lou Rockwell, who put this up, and then I shared it on the C4L blog, which is that a writer named Charles Hugh Smith, who has a blog called Of Two Minds, has a something he calls the burrito price index, which or the burrito index, and he has noticed that in 2001 he could go to his local taco truck and get a burrito for $2.50. In 2010, the price had doubled to $5. Now it's $6.50, and that's a 160% increase in 15 years. Now, according to the official inflation rate, that price shouldn't have gone up. So this is proof, you know, once again that when it comes to inflation, the government
fudging the numbers.
Statistics show low inflation. Yeah, they're kind of. I always think of when I see people in D.C. say, "Oh, inflation's not a problem." Is that great line from Groucho Marx? Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah, exactly. According to the official inflation rate, that burrito that cost him $2.50 in 2001 should cost $3.38 today, up 35%, not $6.50, which is, you know, again,
right.
The reality on the streets much different than what the D.C. Beltway boys are wanting you to believe and know.
Right, and the problem is, I mean, there's several problems. The problem too is that you know, our people's incomes aren't keeping pace with inflation. People are in debt today, and for a lot of young people, it's a problem because they're graduating from college with student loan debt and accumulating interest on that. They're faced with increasing cost of living. I mean, you know, 22-year-old kid, you know, he can't afford, you know, $6.50 for a burrito. That takes a lot out of his salary. And that's why it's
The millennials are living at home. Why? Because they want to? No. There's some economic underpinnings that aren't there that were there earlier. Anyway, Norm, we're out of time, my friend. It's always a blast to have you on board from the Campaign for Liberty. Appreciate all the good work you're doing there.
Yep. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, next week we should have Jonathan Emord back with us. The FDA Dragon Slayer is slaying dragons out and about this country, defending liberty as Norm Singleton is and Cheryl Chumley is. And we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next hour, where's Homeland Security when a congressman brings 100 mosquitoes on the House floor? The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
TDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.